I'm gonna make a change for once in my life.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Good morning. I was just wondering, you know, I agree with what you're saying about what Joe Biden said.
I don't mean to interrupt. We're having a phone glitch here at the station. You can hear me.
Okay.
When I speak into this microphone, everybody can hear me. But I can't hear anything back. In other words, I can't hear Sam, my producer. I can't hear the background. And I can't hear a phone call. So I apologize for that. We're working on that. So I just simply can't hear what people are saying. What I would suggest is you tell Sam when you called in, just call, say to Sam your thoughts, and maybe Sam can text them to me, you know, text your comment, and then I will respond on the air to your texted comment. So Sam, when you get it, text it to my phone, because I'm not going to be able to hear what you say. Dan, thanks a lot for calling in. Do not hang up. Tell Sam, boil it down. What's on your mind? I will respond, and we will clear up these phones. These phones, the only good thing maybe is that you can hear me. Maybe the bad thing is you can hear me, and you should be the one heard. Anyway, thanks a lot, Dan, and thank you, Sam. One piece of good news, I got to throw something in here that's good news. There was a summit in Israel that occurred, and it was attended by the Israelis, representatives from the United Arab Emirate, Morocco, Bahrain, and Egypt. This is huge. This is huge. If you look back in the 60s and 70s, there was nothing but warfare, constant warfare. And obviously, there are many, many issues that have to be resolved. But Israel is a democracy, and Israel has Arab citizens who are treated better and are more prosperous than they would have been in these other countries. And I think each country has something to learn from the other, and frankly, trading with each other. And you know what this goes back to? It goes back to the Abraham Accords. And the Abraham Accords were a, and the reason for the word Abraham is that Abraham, the prophet, is sacred to the three monotheistic religions, to Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Abraham is well regarded by all three. So calling calling them the Abraham Accords, and I would go one step farther. In Saudi Arabia, they haven't joined it yet because they have the most extreme Sunni fundamentalists. And then I'm looking at a note here from Sam to everyone, that Dan and Madison agrees with what I say about Biden. But Sam, give me the rest of it. What else he's talking about? You're saying this is communication like smoke signals a couple hundred years ago. All right, let me just see here. We're just doing this, okay. He agrees with what you say about President Biden, but what is what we can do if we enter another war with no endgame plan? I hope that makes sense. Thanks very much. Yeah, this is a good way to do it. Text your comments into Sam. Or tell Sam over the phone, and then she'll text them to me. That's even better. We do not want to enter a war. On the other hand, there is a war going on. And we are providing massive armaments. We're providing Stingers and Javelins. Javelins take out tanks. They've killed, the Ruskies say, about 7,000 people. Western observers think it may be up to 14 or 15. The Ukrainians say 15, but even if it's 14,000 troops, Stingers go up 5,000 feet, their air defense. They take out helicopters. If you were a helicopter pilot right now in the Russian army, you're out of your mind. You're going to come in. And this isn't like Vietnam, where those helicopter pilots, and I knew some of them, were really heroic. but people are shooting machine guns at him. Here, they're shooting stingers at him. And that stinger hits the helicopter, you're toast. You are gone. You are going to be rowed over the River Styx into Hades or whatever it is you agree with on that set. So that's the situation. That is the situation. However, Biden has said he's not going to put boots on the ground. I agree with that. But the Ukrainians are very, very good fighters. And I think we're going to get into this in much more depth in another segment. But they can impose their own no-fly zone. All they are asking for, are the planes to do it. And there are seven D Russian MiGs that somehow were acquired by the old Warsaw Pact countries who then joined NATO. Remember, Poland and Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and all of them were in the Warsaw Pact. This is the Russian opposition to NATO throughout the 80s. And their leaders were pro-communists until they were thrown over. They still have those planes, 70 of them. Give them to Ukraine. Those pilots are fearless. They're good. Let them impose their own no-fly zone. Believe me, they will do it. Give them missiles, air defense missiles that go up higher than 5,000 feet. There's another one with a number on it, goes up 20,000 feet. That'll take care of plenty of planes. Then we have Patriot missiles, which we don't want to give them. We have them in Poland. We have them in Eastern Europe. They will take out anything. My own view is give them that too. The other thing we could do, the Ruskies have about 70 ships in the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. Black Sea is just to the south of Ukraine. That's international waters, but you can only get to it through the Dardanelles, through Turkey, and Turkey's playing fast and loose with us. They're a member of NATO. It's time that we sent members of over there would be the Sixth Fleet. I was stationed with the Sixth Fleet. You have numbered fleets based on where they're located. They're on the East Coast, they're even numbered. West Coast, they're odd numbered. The fleet, if your ship is home ported in Norfolk, Virginia, you're in the Second Fleet temporarily. The minute you go across the Atlantic into the Med, you transfer to the Sixth Fleet. Same on the West Coast, the Third Fleet and the Seventh Fleet. Third is if you're in Long Beach or San Francisco, and Seventh Fleet if you're in the Far East. And now we have one in the Indian Ocean and elsewhere, and we have a Fifth Fleet and a Tenth Fleet. Send the fleet in there. But give the Ukrainians shore-to-ship missiles. These ships are out 40 miles, and they're launching cruise missiles. They'll sing a different tune. They will sing a different tune. The Ukrainians have the correct armaments. So we don't have to get into the war ourselves. And you may say, well, by doing that, we get into a war. Really? You know how many Stingers and Javelins we've given and how many Ruskies we've killed? The Russians do not want a war. In my view, I'm a strong Biden supporter. The alternative was Trump. Trump was an agent of Putin. Biden made a very big mistake early on by saying what he wouldn't do. You know, we won't do this, you won't do that. Just shut up. You're playing poker. Don't show your cards. And you had four aces, for God's sake. And you showed them and say, we're not going to use them. All right. We're going to a break. The phones are down to get to me. Here, the phones aren't down. Call in your comment or text them to Sam, 844-967-2789. Sam will text them to me, and then I'll respond. Because right now, you can hear me. I can't hear Sam. I can't hear a darn thing. I can't hear you, but I want to hear from you. Text it in to Sam, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.